The Arbery trial. What a difference a tape makes. The trial of three white men in Brunswick, Georgia, charged in the killing of Ahmaud Arbery, a young black man, had all the drama of a movie. Defense counsel for the three asserted that they were justified in the killing because they felt threatened by the man who ran at them after they used their vehicles to block his escape from their deadly embrace. All three men were armed. Arbery was not. They used a defense often used by cops, fear of attack. But even a claim of citizen's arrest fell before the predominantly white jury. This jury had to essentially reject several invitations from defense counsel to demonize Arbery or to humiliate and demean him by reference to his dirty feet. They had to know that such appeals made to rural Southerners are like catnip to cats. But it didn't work this time, perhaps because of the wealth of camera footage which showed what happened, especially in important parts of the events. The films of these events made the difference between acquittal and felony convictions. But that's not all. Without film, none of these men would have ever been charged, as the local DA and cops hoped. They didn't just hope. They initially chalked it up to a burglary. And one DA told the killer to go home and to wash his hands. And then the camera film came out. If Arbery's mother hadn't fought for him, nothing would have happened. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.